I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we have the Black Eyed Snakes here. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. And, you know, Bob was telling me you've been here before, and I was trying to remember, but it doesn't matter because we're happy to have you here now. And it is going to be loud in here, probably one of the louder things that we do. And I see some of you have earplugs, which is probably a wise thing when you're in this band.
Not me, man.
But
you're used to it.
Chicken Bone George. Chicken Bone, like jogging?
It's like jogging. If your ears are used to it, you can...
You can just do it. You can just do it. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. And they are Al Sparhawk, a.k.a. Chicken Bone George. And we got Big House Bob Olson here. And we've got Brian Lefty Johnson. And what's your, Brad, what's your nickname?
Smoking
Brad Nelson on the drums. And you've all been doing this for quite a while, right?
Yeah, it's coming up on maybe 20 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty... starts out fun and ends fun.
I hope so. I hope it ends fun.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And not with you all, you know, some onstage explosion. That would be terrible. All right, well, let's get started with a tune. What do you want to start with here? And you have a new album out, a newish album out. It's almost been a year now, but Seven Horses.
Yeah, we have a new record called Seven Horses. Mm-hmm. Finally, kind of did a couple records when we first started and just kind of wrote it for a long time, and we finally did a new one. But yeah, we're going to do a song called Walkin' Talkin' Blues, maybe the first one here.
All right, guys. Oh,
Black Eyed Snakes live from Studio A. And, man, it's always fantastic to hear you. But it's, I got to admit, it's a little bit weird having you in a little radio studio because this sound and this energy just is, I'm so used to being in a crowd and feeding off of so many other people. And that's part of the joy of this band, for me anyway, as a fan, is that energy and that you've been bringing to the world for a long time.
Small, in a small room like this, that's closer to how it feels to actually play it, too. You know, you kind of sometimes you're kind of overwhelmed with the sound, and you're just kind of swimming in it. And no, it's cool. Small rooms are fun too.
Well, and we've got a crowd back here. We've got a few people in the background checking it out. So, we got some energy going in this room. But seriously, this band has always felt almost like a religious revival to me because of the energy that's going on, and it kind of. I mean, you're almost like a preacher up there, Alan.
Well, like, I try not to take that on too much, but no, it's fun. It's all right. Someone's gotta sing the songs and say hi to everybody, and I don't mind that role. I try not to take it for granted.
What was the impetus for this band back in the day doing this particular project and this particular style of music?
Well, it came kind of out of a love hate for blues and sort of, you know, there's kind of a long history of blues. There's, you know, anybody who's into the blues, there's certain eras maybe you favor a little bit. We're big fans of John Lee Hooker and Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf. Some of these guys that played real simple, real raw blues, and I guess that was the part that was kind of exciting to me, so we kind of started experimenting with some of those simple things, you know. None of us are real super musicians, so there's not a lot of showing off, and you know there's a kind of a virtuosity that kind of creeped into a lot of blues, like into the late 70s and 80s and 90s, that kind of distracted from sort of the raw primal feel of blues, and at least for me. So we thought we'd do something more raw and kind of mess with this thing that we both love and hate. But yeah, it's interesting, you know, it's hard to describe, but you kind of, when you delve into these basic building blocks of rock and roll or blues and, you know, the way bands work together, it's really interesting. There's some real, real subtle, but vital lessons that you can learn from kind of the basic building blocks of music. And that's all you need, really. You know, I mean, you can play really simple music, and the spirit is still there. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that can be true of any genre. You know, like bluegrass, you start out with kind of the raw, you know, back where it started in the mountains,
voice and then maybe an instrument.
Yeah, and then it kind of branches out, and some people take it more in a virtuosic direction. Some people, you know, take it in just some people kind of stay true to the original.
Singer-songwriter or something more. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so sometimes, you know, some of it stays a little raw and immediate, and then some of it gets a little slicker, and so it just kind of depends on your taste, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah. And
place for all that.
Yeah, and I think definitely that shows through in this one that you've kept that primal energy is really, for me, the perfect description of this band. So another album out, and like I said, I guess it's been almost a year now, and you put it out yourselves.
Yeah, we kind of just floated it out there, and it's just mostly available at shows and a couple local stores maybe. But
did you have a lot of, because you've been around for a while, and you know, you occasionally introduce new songs to the set. Did you have a lot of songs that were out there waiting to be recorded that you'd been performing, or did
Yeah, we had a handful of songs we'd already been playing for quite a few years, and just kept thinking that we were going to record them someday. But
12 years,
kind of never
Bob.
Put it together. But some of them were last minute. There's a couple of songs on the record that are. There's one song called "Don't Kick Me Out" that's literally the first take we ever did it. I kind of just explained the tune a little bit to the guys, and we just started playing it, and I happened to have the machine rolling at the time, and that ended up being the take that we use on the record. And so there's everything from that to songs we've been playing for years, so it's fun.
Is that what how you go about writing songs for the band? Like, you kind of have the idea and then you bring it to the band and work it out generally.
Someone will have a riff or a little chord change or something, and everybody kind of just jumps in and if anybody has any ideas for someone else, just chime in. And you know, you in a group, you know, you allow yourself to be a little vulnerable when you're being creative and saying, hey, what about this? And you know, if it's people you trust and you know that if they come to you with a suggestion, then it's probably a good point and worth listening to. So, yeah, I mean, music's great like that. I mean, when you get together with the right group of people and you can be vulnerable and be creative and still work together and give each other suggestions and it not be as daunting as the rest of the world, you know.
Well, and even though this band is kind of sporadic compared to your main project, Low, sure. You've known these guys for so many years, and you have that musical relationship with them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That must
Bob, help. I've known Bob since I moved to town in the late 80s. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a level of trust that comes with that longevity. You just did a show down in the cities, I think. You did the...
Yeah, we're just down at where do we play? Hook and Ladder,
mm-hmm.
down there, and that's been fun. They've been a good, they like us. They have us down a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't play a terrible lot because, you know, you've got a lot going on with your other band, but it's nice that you have this other project. That
yeah, we play whenever, you know, most of the time if we get offers, we'll usually try to make them work out.
Nice.
But yeah, it's fun.
Do you get bored if you're not playing shows?
Yeah. Yeah, I get bored. I get all the other structures in my life start falling apart as well.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of helps to have that.
Yeah. It really becomes therapeutic and kind of a centering thing, and it really kind of puts you in your place. Playing music kind of puts you back in your place and start from zero again.
Nice. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
Oh, should we do All Right Boys, or should we do something more open? We do All Right Boys? Is that warming up? All right, we're going to do a song called All Right Boys. We obviously wrote this a long time ago. So. You got it, Bob? All right. We'll be right back.
the Black Eyed Snakes live from Studio A. And new album, Seven Horses. What does the title signify? There's a song on there, Seven Horses.
Yeah, a song called Seven Horses. It's kind of a take on this tune that we kind of fashioned after Ali Fakatori, who I
played a little bit earlier.
That's funny. Kidding. Yeah, he's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I really love him and kind of that whole North African style. They take the same chords and melodies and stuff that the blues has, but they kind of turn it around. It's just a weird melody to that. Maybe we'll play that song later.
Great.
Maybe a second. But like Seven Horses, and then.
And as always, Sarah Heimer did the artwork.
Yes.
Who local person? We don't see her out and about in the world as much, and I don't see her art out as much. So it's nice to have her.
She deserves a break from this town.
Oh, I suppose she did a lot of cool stuff in this town. So we,
saving lives.
Yeah, now she's a nurse, so still doing a lot of cool stuff, just in a different way. And I forgot the other. Oh, I was going to mention that there's at least one person in this room that has played every Homegrown. Correct? Is there more than one?
Three of them.
Oh, wow, three of them here.
Bob, Lefty, and Brad have all played every Homegrown.
Wow.
Apparently. I've missed a few.
Yeah.
Toby Churchill is maybe the last.
Wow. We should have had him sit in today just for the heck of it.
Gladly.
So you're still not sick of it, right, apparently, the three of you?
No, we enjoy it. Oh, Homegrown?
Yeah, Homegrown.
Yeah, you guys are still going out. It's good.
Nobody has a microphone, so Al has to speak for everybody else.
Yeah. It is a wild time.
I did love the year, Al, that Lowe was actually on tour, and I started noticing that all over Homegrown, people were doing low covers.
Yeah, that was fun.
I
followed that on social media as it was happening. That was pretty cool. Very flattering.
So it was almost like you were playing, even though you actually weren't playing that year.
Yeah, even the mayor. That was weird.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that at the proclamation. So many great memories. So many great... how many times... Well, you probably don't know how many times Black Eyed Snakes has played, but many times, I'm sure.
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're very grateful for that, and that this wonderful festival.
This is a great thing we have here, Homegrown. I mean, I travel around. I mean, most.
This is a coordinated test of the broadcast stations in your area. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
What made you think that Duluth needed a healthy activity?
Well, to be honest, actually, Brad...
I'm sorry, that Homegrown needed a healthy activity.
Well, yeah, Duluth in general, no. It's the Fitbit capital of the world, yeah. No, Brad Nelson here, Smoking Brad Nelson, a number of years ago, kind of just encouraged me to start running. And it's been a real important part of my life since, and been pretty important with mental health and health in general. And getting older, and I guess I remember running with Brad and being like, "Man, we should have a marathon in town or some sort of run in town that's more focused towards like the scene here and the musicians and stuff." Like, and then I think the idea of a homegrown run began. But yeah, we have to go unofficial, you know, because it's sort of a, you know, it's not a sanctioned event. We don't have workman's comp, that kind of stuff. It's just, hey, come out Saturday at 10:30 to Chester Bowl, and if you want to trot around with some other weirdos, then come on out. It's pretty fun, and we usually finish up in time to relax and talk and hang out and have some refreshments before the softball game starts.
Yeah, well, I always want to know if there's going to be snacks, so I guess I can bring... I brought snacks
snacks
to the Rock and Run.
Wear a costume.
Share.
If you want, we've had robots, we've had vampires.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
and stuff like that. Yeah, running.
super informal and yeah. a lot of fun. I missed last year, but I've gone a few times and it's always been a lot of fun.
You're a staple there, Christine.
I try.
If you're not there, it's not really happening.
Well, and I'm not as fast as I used to be. So if there are other runners that are saying, "Oh, I can't keep up," and some of these rock stars are really fast, it's surprising.
Yeah, there are people who show up who are wearing the same clothes. It looks like they must have slept down by the river.
I think a couple of years ago, you came. It was the morning you had done a Black Eyed Snake show to close out the night before.
And then showed up,
and you were there, and you ran, and I was so impressed by that. I'm like, how the heck does he do that?
That's what naps are for.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a fun event. If there are any slower runners that want to do it with me, I would welcome that. So that we don't get left in the dirt by some of these people. So all levels welcome. All levels welcome.
No trophies.
All right. Well, what do you want to wrap up with here?
Oh, okay. Should we do Losing World or Seven Horses? Oh, we'll do this tune that the title of the record, Seven Horses. Like I said, it's kind of pretty inspired by Ali Fakatori and North African blues. There's a few other bands that do that stuff, Tinarawan and different things. If you want to hear some, if you're the kind of person who just digs running across music that you've never heard before and kind of, discovering a whole new world, check out African blues. And it's pretty, pretty cool. All right. You ready? Short version.
Extended version tonight at Mr. D's. Thanks so much. That was Black Eyed Snakes doing the title track from their Seven Horses album. And yeah, 12:30 a.m. tonight. Have you ever played Mr. D's before, Al? Do you remember in your many years in Duluth?
I don't think the Snakes play there. I've been in there with sitting in with some other people. It's, mm-hmm. It's a great room, actually, for...
It's really big, which is really cool. It's like
it's cool.
Spread out, nice stage, all of that stuff. Great homegrown venue.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here with so many homegrown veterans and see you out there tonight. And again, tonight is West Side Wednesday. Kicks off at 6 p.m. at Clyde Ironworks and wraps up with Black Eyed Snakes 12:30 a.m. at Mr. D's Bar and Grill. Thanks so much, everybody. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood, Mike Mayu, and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.